Hundreds of borrowers affected by the tracker mortgage scandal may not have their complaints heard because their bank says that they have left it too late. Jared Deering, the Financial Services Ombudsman, has raised concerns that some banks are contesting his office's attempts to investigate complaints, claiming they fall outside a legal 6-year time limit. In a letter responding to questions from Fianna Fáil Deputy Michael McGrath, Jared Deering said he's currently dealing with more than 1,100 complaints related to tracker mortgages. Of these, he said 103 are being assessed with regard to whether or not they fall outside the statutory time limit, but he expects this number to increase. Jared Deering joins us in the studio. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian.
You're welcome to the programme. Just to remind ourselves at the outset, this scandal arose because people who were on tracker mortgages, which are linked to the ECB lending rate, many cases, or in some cases, moved off those for a period of time. They expected to be put up back on it. They weren't, and they were facing much higher mortgage payment costs, and that's how all this arose.
That's correct, Brian. There are a whole set of complex situations that triggered people both going off their mortgage and not getting back on. But there were also people who had an entitlement to a tracker mortgage after maybe a fixed rate period, who maybe never were on a tracker mortgage, but they actually had an entitlement to go on. So there's a whole range of circumstances in which people may have had an entitlement to a tracker mortgage and lost that entitlement.
Eventually, the banks put their hands up in relation to this, started compensating people for the financial loss that they suffered. But there's now a new issue in relation to some of those complaints which you're encountering.
Yes. The central bank, as you were aware, has done a tremendous amount of work here, and about 40,000 people have returned to tracker mortgages. But what the central bank did was worked across cohorts of people, as you would expect they would. My office deals with individual complaints, so we're looking at individuals, and within cohorts there can be people who have a particular set of circumstances that may make them differentiate them and may in fact mean that they're entitled to a tracker mortgage that they didn't get through the examination. Equally, there are people who have been put back on their tracker mortgage, but they would have an argument that it is at the wrong rate, or is it from the wrong time, or indeed there are people who feel that the compensation they haven't been offered was sufficient. All of those people, under normal circumstances, would have an entitlement to make a complaint to my office. Now, many of those people have done, and in fact, as you said there, we're dealing currently with about 1,200 complaints that we are actively pursuing. About 200 of those are on hold still because they would be people who had made an appeal through the bank's internal mm-hmm. mechanism. But of the 1,000 that we're progressing, we are currently engaging in a review of 100 in relation to the time limit assessment, but there are approximately another 400 where I believe that would be necessary. Now,
so in total, we could be talking here about maybe 500 cases of people who fall outside this 6-year limit.
Yes, and that's of the complaints that are currently in my office, but there may be others who would wish to make a complaint. And obviously, as the time gets further out, there is a higher risk of people being outside the time limits. Now, the Oireachtas did actually recognise this problem when the 2017 Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman Act was being discussed and debated. And at that time, they did actually make changes, and very welcome changes, to the time limits. And they introduced what's called a date of knowledge. So in addition to the 6 years from the date of the conduct, there's also a possibility of somebody being able to make a complaint where it is, you know, 3 years from the date that they became aware or ought to have become aware. Now, one of the really, I suppose...
But that is that then what's been argued over? That some banks are saying, are arguing about this this definition?
Correct.
Trying to stick to the letter of the law here.
That's correct. Some banks have actually taken the view that they accept that the complaint was made within the time scale, and therefore we don't need to do a time limit assessment, and I can progress the investigation of those complaints. There is a sad irony about some of this, because actually it is some of the people who at the time would have contacted their bank to say that they believe they should have been on a tracker mortgage, where the 3-year limit actually excludes them, because the banks will produce evidence to me to say, well, this person actually was aware that they could have made a complaint maybe 10 years ago.
Is it not the case, though, in the agreement between the central banks and the lending institutions, that the banks agreed that they wouldn't raise this issue of the time limitation?
That has been said. It would appear now that what the banks were, some banks at least, appear to have been saying at that stage was that for impacted customers, they would not invoke that limit. But in fact, impacted customers are much less likely to be affected by this problem. It is the people who were not impacted and who didn't actually get their tracker mortgage back.
Sorry, just to be clear, is this are all banks doing this, or is it just a small number?
No, it's important to say that a number of banks have taken the view that they will not challenge jurisdiction.
So the banks that are invoking this time limit, which institutions are they?
I'm not in a position actually to say that, because our legislation requires us to conduct all investigations other than in public, so I can't actually name the banks in that situation.
All right. There we leave it. Chair Deering from the Financial Office of the Financial Ombudsman, thank you very much indeed. It's just gone 27 minutes past 8.